ओम शांति। 30th October 2019 वेनसडे। एसेंस स्वीट चिल्ड्रन टू स्टे इन रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ द वन फादर अलोन इज टू हैव अनएडल्ट्रेटेड रिमेम्बरेंस। इट्स बाय हैविंग दिस रिमेम्बरेंस दैट सिंस दैट यूअर सिंस कैन बी कट अवे। Sweet children, to stay in remembrance of the one father alone is to have unadulterated remembrance, and only by such remembrance yet your sins would be absolved. Baba has often used this word avyabhichari, unadulterated. In fact, the word vyabhichar means illicit, which is not legal, illegal. And when it is used with remembrance, it means remembrance only of one father, uncontaminated, unadulterated. So soul has become contaminated, polluted in its journey. It has passed through different stages, and because of this adulteration, it has become sorrowful. And if you want to remove this sorrow, this adulteration should be removed. Soul is such a minute thing, which is invisible. And yet everything which is around us affects the soul. So from Copper Age, the soul, whilst traversing, got contaminated. And what are the contaminations of the soul? What things have contaminated the soul? Yes, the soul has become contaminated with
vices.
What? Vices. Okay. So vices have contaminated the soul. What else? Baba said, uncontaminated, unadulterated, unalloyed remembrance. So vices have definitely contaminated the soul. Waste has contaminated the soul. Negative has contaminated the soul. But most importantly, first, body consciousness. So it's the body consciousness that has come, and this self-identity got lost. Each person is a self-absorbed egoist. Each person is a self-absorbed egoist. And that egoism has sprung from this body consciousness. So that is the first contamination, body consciousness. The second contamination are the relationships of the body. As we continued our journey in the spiritual life, we have formed so many relationships. And because of those relationships, the soul has become trapped. They are no more sambandh but bandhan. The relations have become bondages. And these relationships are the second contamination. And that's why it's very important to practice soul conscious vision, atmik drishti. And how should we see each other? How should we see each other? Let's start with males. These are the medical terminologies, male and female. So how? A male should see a female? That is the first question. And second question, how a female should see a male? That is the second question. Baba said, practice soul conscious vision. So the first contamination is body consciousness, second contamination is relationships. So if you want to purify relationships, one has to do something. So let's start with first male soul conscious vision for males. He should look upon every female first as a soul in Paramdham. As a soul in Paramdham. This is something which is to be practiced every day. Second, he should see every female as a brother soul. First, soul in Paramdham. Second, she is a brother soul. Third, she is a sister. She is a sister. Then fourth, she is the Devi, deity or goddess of golden age. This is very much pertinent or particular for couples, those who are already married. It's also relevant for those who are not married, or for all for that matter. So the fourth is, look upon her as a Devi of golden age. Next, look upon her as a Devi of temples. She is the goddess of temple. Next, look upon her as a Brahma Kumari who is a teacher. She is teaching everybody. She is sitting in that sandali and she is the teacher for many. Then look upon her as a Brahmacharini. She is the spinster. Spinster means unmarried female who has taken upon herself the vow of chastity or celibacy. Then look upon her as a mother. As a mother. And last, as an angel, Parishta. So these are the nine forms of female for all males. Or rather, nine form of Brahma Kumari for Brahma Kumars. So practicing these nine form almost every day. So whenever you see her as a soul in Paramdham, not here. As a soul in Paramdham. Even if that might be a small girl like this. She is a soul, a jyoti, a lamp, a light in Supreme Abode. Second, she is the brother soul. She is the soul who is my brother. She is not female, but male. Then, since she is in the female body, she is my sisters, because we are the children of Brahma. And related to each other as brother and sister. Then she is the Devi, deity, goddess of golden age. Absolutely pure, totally viceless. Then she is the goddess of temples, worshipped from copper age. As a Shiv Shakti, she is the Durga. Then she is the Brahma Kumari who is a teacher. She is not an ordinary female, but she is a teacher. Then look upon her as a Brahmacharini, somebody who has taken upon herself the vow of chastity. Then she is the angel. Mother will be the last. She is the angel. And mother, Baba often says in Murli, that to think upon woman as a mother is a very chaste relationship. If you think of somebody as a sister, some vice can enter. But in relationship with mother, it's not possible to have vices. So these are the nine forms of female. Now come to Brahma Kumari. How a Brahma Kumari should look upon all males of the world, whether that male is a husband or a small child or anybody for that matter. All males. First, as a soul in Paramdham. Then, brother soul. As my brother soul. And then, brother, real brother. No other relations except he is my brother. He is not husband. He is not child. He is not old man. He is not uncle. He is my brother. One is brother soul, that's different. All souls are brother. And here it is, he is a real brother. Just as means body wise also he is a brother. Then he is the Dev, he is the deity, God, small g, of golden age, or rather Narayan, absolutely pure, viceless. Then he is the deity of temples, Hanuman, Ganesh, look woman, that person like that. Then he is the Brahma Kumar, who has taken the pledge of, who is responsible for God's work. God has selected him, elected him, chosen him. Such a Brahma Kumar. Or he is a tapasvi, a brahmachari, whose tapasya should not be disturbed. By my interference. A female should think that I should not disturb anybody's tapasya by my physical attraction or emotional disturbance or fluctuations of mood or mind. I should not become an object of sensuality for that person. So I have to keep away for that reason, because that person has been appointed to do God's work and I cannot become hurdle in that work. I cannot become someone who will disturb his brahmacharya. So sixth is, look upon him as a Brahma Kumar. Seventh, angel. He is becoming an angel. He is above the body and body consciousness. I should not become instrument to bring him down into body consciousness. Eighth, father. If you want, you can, otherwise leave it. He is a fatherly figure. Anything else? A child. Yeah, ancestor. Ninth, is an ancestor. Is the progenitor, forefather. Is the Purvaj, soul. So these are the nine forms of males to be seen by female, and nine forms of female to be seen by male. So this is the way to bring soul conscious vision. Okay. We can have a separate class on this some other time in detail. So the first contamination is body consciousness. The second contamination is relationships. The third contamination is sanskars of the soul. Ionized sanskars of the soul. Sanskars of the soul. Then fourth, desires of the body. Sanskars of the body or the desires of the body. And then language of the body. Somewhere one is caught up in one's own language. Where one is born, one is attached to that language. Land of the body. Wherever one is born, one gets attached to that land. Whatever land it may be, one gets attached to that land. Different states, different languages, or another is religion of the body. One is also attached to the different religions. One has caste, creed. Even though we have come here, yet that consciousness stays. I belong to that religion. I am Muslim, I am Hindu, I am Christian. That's very less nowadays, but still with some it is there. We are Brahmins, pure Brahmins, by caste, by birth. So these are all contaminations. So language, land, religion, relations, body consciousness, memories, smriti, awareness of the body, and desires of the body, sanskars of the body, body consciousness. So everything has given rise to emergence of vices, negative, waste, and this negative, this waste, this vices have contaminated the soul, and soul has become totally impure, and this impurity needs to be removed by, how do we remove impurity from a metal? By burning. By burning, keep it in fire for a long time so that all the impurities go away. And do not, and keep it safe. Baba told about 7 supports of purity in last Sunday's Murli. What were they? How to adopt purity? Last Sunday's Murli, double foreigners. They have adopted purity. They have, in those countries, purity is considered unnatural, yet they have adopted purity. How? First, himmat, by their courage. Second, strong, determined thought, dhridasankalp. Third, love of God. Then, pilgrimage of remembrance. Then, attainment of peace. You have attained peace. Then, padhai, study. And last, this Brahmin family. So these are the 7 supports of purity. So adopting purity, which again has got 3 specialities. It's a foundation of, first foundation of Brahmin life, yogi life. It's the foundation of success in service. And it is the foundation of God's love, divine love. So purity has got 3 specialities and 7 supports, as it has come in last Sunday's Avyakta Murli. So here Baba is saying, adopt purity. Sweet children, to stay in remembrance of the one Father alone is to have an unadulterated remembrance. It's by having the remembrance that your sins can be cut away. Om Shanti.